The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I am your hometown girl, Shadate Hargett Hill. This is Connect to Success. For the next half hour, I will be bringing you stories of information and, of course, inspiration, and all in the hopes that you will be connected to your own success. Let's get started with stories of information from AFB.org. Making digital inclusions not a barrier. What the American Foundation for the Blind learned through the Barriers to Digital Inclusion survey is that steps to make digital information fully accessible for everyone, especially people who are blind or print impaired. People need access to digital information to be part of modern life, but many websites and mobile apps are not accessible for people with disabilities. This includes people who are blind, have low vision, or are deafblind. When digital information is not accessible, people with disabilities do not have equal opportunity. They also do not have social and financial independence. This limits their role in society. People in charge of public policy, businesses, and website and software development can make digital information accessible to all people with disabilities. The American Foundation for the Blind, or AFB, conducted the Barriers to Digital Inclusion Survey in November and December, and they do that every year. The goal is to understand what extent websites and mobile apps are and how hard they are for usage for Americans who are blind, have low vision, or are deafblind. People with other disabilities have problems with digital information, too. AFB surveyed 398 people who told them how often they have problems using websites and mobile apps. They also told them those problems and how they affect them. What did the researchers learn? Blind, low vision, and deafblind people use websites and mobile apps to find goods and services like everyone else. But too many of these websites and apps are hard or impossible for people to use. Many people surveyed have accessibility problems at least once a day, 21% of them with websites and 28% with mobile apps. The most common problems were in these areas: book travel, online shopping, job searching, education, taking online college classes and student information for parents, and online dating. Why is this a problem? Not being able to use the same technology as people without disabilities limits the independence of blind, low vision, and deafblind people. They can't be part of some activities and opportunities. Technology that is not accessible may make it harder to work, learn, or buy things they need. These survey answers show how big the problem is. 44% of website users and 41% of mobile app users said they will switch to a different business for service if the technology is not accessible. 79% of website users and 78% of app users say they don't have as much independence as others when using websites and apps. 59% of website users and 63% of app users say they have less choice in which businesses to use for digital services. When asked which specific access barriers happened the most, many people said buttons or elements were not labeled. They also said images were not described with alt text and elements did not work with screen readers. For people with low vision, the contrast was not high enough or the text was too small. Who needs to take action to change that? Businesses, technology companies, government agencies, schools, and service providers must make their websites and applications fully accessible. The federal government also has a role to play. What changes does AFB recommend based on the research? The federal government must enact and enforce laws and regulations that require digital accessibility for customers and employees with disabilities. This includes issuing regulations under the American with Disabilities Act and the Rehabilitation Act. The government should also provide free technical assistance to help organizations follow the law. In addition, passing the Websites and Software Application Accessibility Act would ensure that businesses can rely on outside vendors and even hold them accountable for developing accessible websites and apps. Businesses and organizations that use or make websites and applications should follow up-to-date accessibility standards. They should also hire website and software creators and managers who know how to build, maintain, and buy accessible digital technologies. Computer science teachers at universities must include accessibility lessons in all areas of their classes. Now we're moving on to building barriers to digital inclusions, which is a part two. Making digital information available to all. Continuing the story with American Foundation for Blind's Diary Study. Now, people use websites, mobile apps, kiosks, and digital documents to accomplish many tasks. However, many of these digital tools are not accessible to people with disabilities. People who are blind or have low vision can have trouble buying things or getting services when companies use inaccessible digital tools. About AFB's research on this, in April of 2023, the American Foundation for the Blind, AFB, published a report from its Barriers to Digital Inclusion Survey. It showed that many people who are blind or have low vision face frequent problems using websites and mobile apps. In November of that year, AFB researchers built on these findings by having 20 people, all blind or low vision, fill out daily diaries for 10 days. The participants told AFB how many times they used digital tools each day and how many times they had an accessibility problem. Digital tools included websites, mobile apps, kiosks like digital point of sale or check-in systems, and digital documents. The participants told AFB to resolve accessibility problems, how long it took to fix or try to fix each problem, and whether or not they ended up doing the digital tasks they were hoping to get done. What did the researchers learn? Well, the infographic shows that participants reported during a typical week, as in the first study, the participants had accessibility problems almost every day that made it harder to get things done. Kiosks were especially hard to use since they usually had touch screens without any screen reader or braille. As in the first study, the participants had accessibility problems almost every day that made it harder to get things done. A week in the digital life of a blind or low vision person, the average participant had 12 digital barriers during the week. They spent 2.4 hours in total dealing with those 12 barriers, 12 during the week. On average, they used 24.3 minutes of help from a sighted person to do digital tasks when barriers arose. Digital activities took more than twice as long when they included accessibility barriers. When using kiosks like digital point of sale or check-in screens, participants spent 74% of the task time dealing with accessibility barriers. People who use government websites lost 68 minutes for each accessibility barrier. The participants also told AFB detailed stories about how digital accessibility problems affected their lives. One participant had trouble taking his daughter to a trampoline park because he couldn't sign the digital waiver form without help. Another spent 3 hours booking a flight because she could not use the website and had to call the airline for help. Several participants also told AFB they just decided not to buy things online because the websites were too hard to use. What changes does AFB recommend based on this research? As in the first study, businesses, technology companies, schools, government agencies, and the federal government all have responsibility to make digital systems accessible for people with disabilities. The federal government must enact and enforce laws and regulations that require digital accessibility for customers and employees with disabilities. This includes issuing regulations under the Americans with Disabilities Act and the Rehabilitation Act. The government should also provide free technical assistance to help organizations follow the law. It should set standards for making kiosks accessible. Finally, federal lawmakers should pass the Website and Software Applications Accessibility Act to help businesses make their digital systems accessible. Businesses and organizations that use or make websites and applications should follow up to date accessibility standards. They should also hire website and software creators and managers who know how to build, maintain, and buy accessible digital technologies. Computer science teachers at universities must include accessibility lessons in all areas of their classes. Using social media with a visual impairment or blindness, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We're going to discuss that right now. Now, it wasn't too long ago when people would bemoan, the internet is terrible for society, using it isolates yourself, there's no human interaction or engagement. That was what most people said, right? Well, now, of course, that was before Facebook and other social networks networks took the world by storm. Today, over a billion people a day around the world check in on Facebook and at least once a day. You probably know people who spend hours there messaging with friends and family, posting photos, videos, and whatever is on their minds or they feel is important and interesting. As a person who is blind or visually impaired, you may have begun to feel a bit left out. All of your friends and family are sharing their various adventures and milestones online, and it seems like all you can do is ask your spouse, "So what are the grandkids up to today?" Well, in reality, nothing could be further from the truth. As a person who is visually impaired, you can fully access and contribute to Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, which are far and away the top three most popular ways to stay in touch and expand your social network. All you need are some basic computer or mobile phone accessibility skills. Don't know how to use an accessible phone or computer? Well, you can get started using a computer with a visual impairment, a beginner's guide to computer accessibility, and cell phones, tables, and other mobile technology uses for visual impairments. And you can find out more about those at afb.org. And hey, you don't have to have a visual impairment to not be able to use mobile devices, because guess what? I'm not blind. I don't have a low vision problem, but I do have other disabilities, which is basically trying to get on Facebook, LinkedIn, or social media and get through the darn thing. Sometimes you don't have to have anything wrong with you to have an issue with any of those, but they are the easiest, I guess. And now let's move to the life of a blind girl that is on blindgirl.com. And this is just one of her stories, and this was for a little while ago, but I think it's still relevant now. Accessible reading for blind and visually impaired people. A topic that I regularly see cropping up is accessible reading for blind and visually impaired people. Questions such as, where do I get accessible books from? And what accessible formats are available? Are two of the most common questions that I encounter. It's been a while since I've wrote more of a practical resource type of blog post, so I thought I'd delve into it again and share some of the great places that offer accessible reading materials for people with a visual impairment. Some of these are charities which do fantastic work, so I think they deserve to be recognized. If it wasn't for the services they offer, blind and visually impaired people wouldn't have access to the vast amount of reading materials we do today. Many of the services mentioned in this post are only available in the UK, the United Kingdom, but some of the more mainstream services are available worldwide. All you have to do is get on that internet, say mainstream services for blind and print impaired, and a host of things will come up. Purchasing books in an accessible format, such as audiobooks, can often be expensive, so I've tried to include a range of options. Personally, I try to use a combination of methods when assessing reading materials, such as both mainstream platforms and the range of libraries available. I love sitting down and taking some time to read a good book. Having access to books in accessible format is vital for blind and visually impaired people. Plus, nothing beats getting lost in a book. Some of the services mentioned in the following list may have age limits, but I'm hoping that there will be something for everyone. I very much hope that this is a useful resource. Audible. I'd say that this is probably the most well-known platform for audiobooks. Audible is owned by Amazon and is the largest audiobook service in the world. It offers a subscription service. Memberships start at $7.99 a month. This allows you to purchase one book a month. They also offer a two-book monthly membership, which costs about $14.99 a month, and it's probably gone up since then. Yearly membership plans are available as well. It may seem expensive, but they have the largest catalog of audiobooks. Members also have access to Audible's range of podcasts. If you aren't currently a member or don't have an account, you can sign up for a 30-day free trial, which entitles you to one free audiobook. By buying audiobooks without a membership can be expensive, but the option to purchase any audiobook you want is also available. They often have deals which allow you to purchase audiobooks at a discounted price. Any books that you purchase are yours to keep forever. Kindle. If you're a fan of ebooks, electronic versions of books, then Kindle is a great option. Like audio, Kindle is owned by Amazon. Ebooks are often cheaper than audiobooks. They can be read on Kindle devices or using the Kindle app, which can be installed on a device you own. Both of these options offer accessibility features, such as the ability to enlarge the text and have it read out loud. The Kindle app works on devices you may already have, such as smartphones or tablets. The accessibility features built into these devices also make ebooks accessible for blind and visually impaired people. If you use a Braille display, then you can connect this to the device, allowing you to read the ebook in Braille. If you have an Amazon Echo, Alexa will read your Kindle books out loud. It's also worth noting that Audible and Kindle can work together, meaning that you can swap between the audiobook and ebook. Amazon calls this feature Whisper Sync. You will need the companion audiobook to ebook to access this. Being able to swap between the two is a great feature. Kindle Unlimited is a service which gives you access to millions of ebooks and thousands of audiobooks for a monthly subscription. Apple or Google Books. If you use Apple devices, then Apple Books is the one for you. If you use Android devices, then Google Books is the one for you. I am an Android fan. Sorry. So I say Google Books. Both Apple and Google Books have a huge range of audiobooks and ebooks available. Unlike other services, they don't run on a monthly subscription. Each book you want is a one-off purchase. If you are someone who reads a lot of books, then this probably isn't the cheapest option for you. RNIB Library. The RNIB Library is free for blind and partially sighted people or people with a print disability. It offers books in audio, braille, or large print. They offer the following: braille books, large print books, talking books on USB stick, talking books on Daisy CD, talking books from digital download from the reading service platform. You can borrow up to 6 books from the Postal Service and can download as many books as you want from reading services. They also offer a music library. Advice is also available from the reader service team. The RNIB Library keep you up to date about new titles and have regular shows on RNIB. IB Connect Radio about all things books. RNIB Bookshare. Specifically for education, RNIB Bookshare provides textbooks and materials in an accessible format. Books are available in the following formats: accessible PDF, EPUB, DAISY, audio, MP3, BRF, or Word. It's worth talking to your school, college, or university about access to RNIB Bookshare if you're able to. I wish I'd had access to these during my time in education. Calibre Audio Library. Calibre Audio is a national charity which lends audiobooks to people with a print disability. Members have unlimited borrowing. Calibre has over 12,000 audiobooks with over 700 new titles being added each year. They have over 3,000 books available for children and young people. Audiobooks can be streamed from smartphones, tablets, and computers, but are also available on USB stick or CD. When joining, members are asked their preferred format and can even choose all three if they wish. When streaming books can be added to your personal streaming book list, meaning that you can listen to them when you want. If you are receiving books via post, then you have two options. The first is to inform the Calibre team of which categories of books you like. They would then send you books they think you'll enjoy. They won't send you the same book twice unless you request it. The second option is for you to compile your own reading list. The books will then be sent out to you in order when they are available. Large print books can be purchased from the online shop if they are available. They also offer newsletters and reading suggestions. They have a monthly podcast which can be found on your favorite podcast platform. Living Paintings. Living Paintings is a free library for blind and partially sighted people in the UK. They provided Touch 2 C books for blind and partially sighted people of all ages. Their books include tactile pictures, which are accompanied by audio guides. And again, you can go on the website to in your version, see this online or hear this. The audio guides help people explore the pictures, tell the stories of the images, and describe the features. Audio guides are available on a USB stick or CD. The books include color images of the topics in the tactile images so that they can be shared by both people with vision impairment and sighted people, that everyone can enjoy the story together. They have an online catalog where members can choose books they like to read. Alternatively, the Living Paintings team can select books they think you'll enjoy. Clear Vision. This is a postal library of children's books. The books are designed to be shared by children with a vision impairment and sighted adults. The books have braille, print, and pictures. This means that children with vision impairments can share books with their sighted friends and family, or adults with a vision impairment can enjoy books with sighted children. I always loved reading those sort of books with my sighted parents when I was younger. Clear Vision also has a collection of tactile books where each image is designed to be explored by touch, meaning that it's fully accessible. Anyone can get these books. That you need these books with both braille and print is welcome to join the library. Membership is free for families, but organizations such as libraries and schools pay a subsidized annual fee. How about Seeing Ear? Seeing Ear are a charity that runs the accessible library who provides books free of charge to people who are blind or visually impaired, and they have printed disability or physical disabilities too that prevents them from holding a book. They have those options as well. Their books are available in braille, large print, or by using a screen reader. Now, if you're always interested in the BBC Sound. It is mostly known for radio and podcasts, but BBC Sound has growing collections of audiobooks. The audiobooks are free for anyone to listen to. All you need is a BBC account. They can be accessed via the BBC Sounds app or website. And always, let's not forget your local library. Local libraries have a range of audiobooks that are free to access. You will need a library membership, of course, but once you have registered with the library, you can access the range of audiobooks available. Just like physical library books, the audiobooks do have to be returned at the end of the loan period. Audiobooks can be accessed via an app or any computer. I think having the choice of both mainstream platforms and special services is fantastic. Everyone has their preference when it comes to accessing books and their choice of format. I hope that having access to these libraries and mainstream platform encourages blind and visually impaired people to get lost in the bookish world. Reading should be for everyone. I hope this resource is useful to someone out there. Do you have any others to add to the list? If so, you can always go to my website, ablindgirl.com. I'm Holly. And now that we gave you some education, some information, how about a little bit of inspiration, shall we? Photographers and filmmakers. Bruce Hall is a photographer. Bruce Hall is a legally blind photographer, teacher, and disability advocate. In his own words, Bruce photographs in order to see. His work has been published in textbooks and magazines, as well as featured internationally in art exhibits such as the National Museum of Natural History at the Smithsonian, the Kennedy Center, Washington, D.C., and more. Tammy Ruggles is a photographer. Tammy Ruggles is a legally blind photographer living with retinitis pigmentosa. Tammy does not let her condition deter her from pursuing work. Instead, she uses her camera as a second pair of eyes to see the world in new and beautifully creative ways. An admirer of Ansel Adams, Tammy's photographic style leans towards high contrast, classic black and white shots. James Rath, filmmaker. James Rath is a legally blind YouTuber, filmmaker, activist, and public speaker living with ocular albinism and nystagmus. He advocates for equal opportunities for all through his favorite medium of video. His work includes A Spot for Apple, How Apple Saved My Life, highlighting the brand's accessibility features, as well as a major digital campaign for Tommy Hilfiger's accessible clothing line. Visual arts and writers. Robert Andrew Parker, artist. Robert Andrew Parker is an 87-year-old artist living with macular degeneration, known for his paintings as well as prints of figures, landscapes, and animals. He has illustrated more than 100 books and has been recognized with notable awards, including Guggenheim, Caldecott Honor, and American Association Notable Award. Be inspired, you guys. Well, we've come to the end of this edition of Connect to Success. We hope you've enjoyed it. Please know that we'll be back next week. No, not next week. I'm sorry, next month with more information. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. I'm Shadate Hargett Hill, your hometown girl. See you next time on the radio.